Proclamation number 3505 of 4th of August, 1945. Influence of immature souls who died early. Countless souls dwell close to earth who are secluded without realization of the eternal deity, who entered the kingdom of the beyond blindly in spirit and, still unconscious of their miserable state, stay close to people who are in their vicinity on earth. And these souls, through their desiring and urging, often impel people into actions and speeches which correspond to their will, i.e., they transfer their thinking to people who offer them no resistance, who are of the same spirit and therefore receptive to the influence of those souls. The rapid departure from earth, often in the midst of life due to the influence of demonic forces, to which countless people fall victim, transfers the still immature souls from the state of strength into a state of complete lack of strength. They feel that they can no longer accomplish anything of their own will and therefore seek to transfer their will to living people in order to still have an effect through them, in order to determine them to carry out their will. And this unfavorable influence from the spiritual kingdom of darkness has a particularly detrimental effect on earth because the number of people who die increases daily and many people are deprived of the opportunity to reach their state of maturity on earth. At present the earth is surrounded by dark creatures who even try to deny the forces of light access to earth and are successful where people are indifferent towards the spiritual. The immature souls still strive for the same as on earth, and they transfer their desire to people. 4th of the 8th 1945, who have the same thoughts, the same desires and the same state of maturity. And these are willing executors of what they are mentally whispered to. Increased mortality, which is unnatural, i.e., occurs as a result of human hatred and lack of love, will also increase the darkness in the spheres next to Earth. The people have not yet evaluated their earthly life. They cannot yet record the spiritual successes. They are mostly easygoing and belong to the world. And their desire for bodily death is correspondingly, as soon as particularly difficult living conditions do not make them realize the worthlessness of it in the last hour and their thinking still changes before the entrance into the spiritual kingdom. Then the soul will also not be surrounded by deepest darkness but will see rays of light flashing now and then, which it will follow and soon come into brighter surroundings. But then its desire will no longer be exclusively for earthly matter, it will easily separate itself from earth and its former surroundings and find a substitute in the spiritual kingdom which seems more valuable to it. But immature souls cannot rise into these spheres. They are held to earth as if by chains and are also always close to their relatives or like-minded people on earth. And their spiritual state will hardly lift as long as forces from the beyond exert their influence. And their ignorance is not suitable to have an enlightening effect on people. Moreover, they make it difficult for the beings of light to gain access to them. And only the serious will of the human being himself clears the way for the beings of light. And therefore earthly chaos, initiated by human will and demanding many sacrifices, also results in a spiritual decline, for even after the human being's death his thoughts are still active. And people should protect themselves from the influence of immature, prematurely deceased people by praying for them and asking for protection through the beings of light, for right thinking and God's grace and strength. Then the endeavors of the dark spiritual forces will be fruitless, they will not be heard by people and cannot cause spiritual harm. For again, It is the human being's own will whether he strives for the good in order to be in contact with good forces or carelessly abandons himself to the pressing thoughts of the bad forces. The human being can protect himself, but he must have the will to do so and consequently abhor bad thoughts and actions. He must walk a path himself which corresponds to God's commandments. Then all influence from the spiritual kingdom exerted by lower forces will be ineffective. For rays of light penetrate everywhere where only light is desired, where good is striven for and spiritual progress is longed for. There the beings of light are constantly active and they chase away all dark figures around people, for their power is great as soon as the human being grants them this power through his will. Amen.